Mike and John in the morning, and the Ark of Livingston's 27th annual celebrity holiday fashion show is going to go on again this year, continues, and joining us in the studio's executive director from the Ark, Ann Richardson. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And probably one of the most popular and consistent models, Larry Proud Jr. How you doing, Larry?
Good, thank you.
Good to see you back here again today for this.
Thanks.
Yeah, so let's talk a little about, Ann, about the changes this year. Because of COVID-19, everybody's had to make some adjustments for fundraisers.
Exactly, and this year our fundraiser is virtual. So we will be online. The fashion show event is the 19th of November. It starts at 7 o'clock. And you can register for free. We're offering it for free this year so everybody can be part of the fun. And you can visit our website at www.arklivingston.org, choose Celebrity Holiday Fashion Show, and you can register right there.
So, as you said, everybody can watch for free.
Yes. It's a virtual event, and everybody's, it's the theme is This Is Me. And so, people will be coming into the event from wherever they are.
Okay. So it's truly virtual in that sense.
Yes.
So, of course, raising the money through this fashion show has been able to help the Ark provide its services and programs throughout the year. So the silent auction is where hopefully that'll occur, and you get to at least the trade-off is here is you get to expand the auction time.
Right. So our silent auction, again, will be online this year too, but it will be it will start on the 15th of November and run through the 19th. So yes, we'll have 4 days of hot bidding on the silent auction, and our live auction will happen during the event on Thursday night.
So during the event, let me make sure I'm getting this right. Mm-hmm. So the people that register and sign up, they can watch it online and say, well, Larry's going to be decked out in whatever you're going to be. The tux again this year, Larry, you think?
Yeah.
And you're going to be at home?
Yeah.
So you can really, depending on where you put the camera angle, you can go without... Right. What, the pants and the fancy shoes?
You have your Michigan pants on, your Michigan pajama pants, and then your nice tux jacket. You're going to look pretty snazzy.
You could wear your coach khakis if you want, I mean, that's kind of the way it goes. Have you already picked out what you're wearing?
I'm going to be wearing a blue tux. I'm just getting ready still. I'll be wearing a blue chucks and black pants.
Yeah? All right.
Cool.
And how many years have you been one of the models in the fashion show?
So I was like 7 or 8.
I was going to say, it's been quite a long time.
Yeah, and he's 19. So,
and I'm 19 now.
And math is super hard for me.
Boy, you're getting old, Larry. You're probably one of the most consistent models in the show. That's been. You might have the longest running modeling streak for the Ark. You think?
Yeah.
He's modest.
You know, and Larry, the Ark Livingston has been there for you. I mean, you know, you've always expressed a pretty warm feeling for what they've been able to help you with.
Yeah, exactly. They helped me be an advocate I've been volunteering for them for years, helping them sell them Carson coupon books, dog biscuits, and also modeling in their show. Everything.
All the farmers markets. Market. You're selling the raffle tickets at the farmers market and telling everybody about the Ark and how we've helped you out. Yeah.
Yeah.
You are, I dare say, and Ann, you can back me up. I mean, Larry Jr. is like the premier ambassador for Ark Livingston.
Well, he was the Ark Angel Award winner last year because of that. Yes, he is out there and telling about what we do and the advocate that he's become is amazing.
And let's remind folks real quick, just for those that maybe aren't quite sure, haven't heard, what does the Ark Livingston do? Larry mentioned advocating, and that's really a kind of a key piece of what you guys do.
Right. We do our best to empower people with developmental disabilities in Livingston County. We assist families who have kids accessing the special education system. Yeah. We help them navigate that and understand what their rights are. We'll go to the meetings that they have to determine what services there will best meet their kids' needs. And we also assist adults that have developmental disabilities in their families. We provide training so that they can better understand the systems that they have to interact with in order to get their life as full as possible and be included in their community.
Right. In any given year, how many families are affected, you think?
Over 600.
Yeah, that's a lot of work you guys
do. Yeah, and we're all part-time, and we're all working from home, except our representative payee right now, and zooming into those IEP meetings for special education and doing, I mean, we're doing the work still. It's a different way of doing it, but we're still here.
But of course, the fashion show, a key piece to making sure that you can continue to provide these services. This is your premier fundraiser.
Exactly. Yeah.
So again, it's going to take place on the 19th, virtually, as you said, but the auction opens up on the 15th.
Right.
And what kind of prizes are people going to be looking at?
So for the silent auction, we have, I just put it out. We have a signed racing helmet by Brad Keselowski.
Yeah, Michigan
Mayor. From Team Penske. We just got that one yesterday. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And so we have that. We have a flocked Christmas tree from Meyer Flowerland. Actually, I think they're donating two of those. We have our silent auction is always huge. This year is going to be no different. It's a great chance to do your Christmas shopping online. Some of our live auction items that we're going to have. We have a MSU Spartan helmet signed by Mark D'Antonio, which hurts me because I'm a Michigan fan, but it's awesome.
Sorry, Larry.
It's an awesome helmet. And then Larry, what else do we have?
Oh, I have I got a signed a football by Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And also another signed football by Michigan's old coach Lloyd Carr.
Wow, that's awesome.
Those are going to be some very sought-after items.
Yeah.
Are you going to be bidding on those to get them back?
You bidding on your own?
No.
Very generous.
And we've got, the Great Foodini has arranged a Travel Your Taste Buds item that will include people cooking meals from their homeland and bringing it to your door.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's going to be super cool. There's more to come on that because she's trying to make it as big as she can because she, you know, how she is.
Yes,
she is the Great Foodini.
Yes, she is the Great Foodini.
You know, little
Foodini,
it's great. Everything's big and, you know, she goes all out.
So lots of great prizes both for the silent auction that starts on the 15th and runs through the 19th and then the live auction on the 19th.
Right.
And the fashion show itself. And people can just go to arclivingston.org. And they can sign up there and get all the details.
Absolutely. I know, Maria. There's a lot to cover, especially when you're talking about the auction items, live and silent.
Yes, so well, and we still have our jewelry raffle also.
Oh, yes, so let's not forget.
Yeah, donated by Cooper Binkley Jewelers this year, and they are fabulous pieces. And if you want some raffle tickets, you can contact Jackie at arclivingston.org, or you can buy tickets at Cooper and Binkley Jewelers.
Awesome. Well, very good. Keep up the good work. Good luck with the fashion show. I know it's going to be a little different. There's a lot different this year, but I'm sure, you know, folks will be tuning in to check it out.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great fun.
All right.
Well, Larry, thanks for coming in. Always great to see you.
Thank you very much.
And Ann, thank you so much. And again, Arc Livingston Fashion Show happening on the 19th. The auction opens up on the 15th, and you can go to arclivingston.org for details.